out earlier. Let us make man, let us mold man in the person of Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Who is Christ? In Colossians 2 verse 9, the Bible says Christ is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. The complete fullness of God living in human form. That is the full embodiment of the fullness of God dwelling in human form. That is to say, the union between God and man is the man or the person called Christ. If you go down to that Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, let us make man in our image. Let them reign. That word reign means rule. Let them reign, let them rule over the sea, which is water, over the air, which is wind, animals and ground, which is the earth. In other words, embedded in the DNA of God is the absolute rulership influence. Embedded within the DNA, within the image of God, who is Christ, is the absolute dominant rulership in all creation. In verse 27, Genesis 1:27, I'm reading from Passion Translation 27, the Bible said, so God created man and woman and shaped them with his image inside of them. That means the image which is Christ was shaped inside of them. In other words, even before Christ came, it has been the mind of the Father that man will be the image and the likeness bearers of Elohim. That man will be the image and the likeness bearers of Elohim. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, he said, let us make man in our own image. That word image means Christ, because the image of God is Christ. Let us shape man, let us create man and shape them with his image and within them, inside of them. In other words, let us make man and shape and form Christ inside of them. In that verse 27, he said, in his beautiful image, he created his masterpiece. What is the masterpiece of God? That in Christ, God and man became one. That is the masterpiece of God. That is the beautiful, the most powerful creation of all creation, that God and man became one in one entity called Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Before this whole scenario, something went wrong with man's mind, and man started to believe a lie about himself. Something went wrong with man. Man began to believe a lie about himself. What is the lie that man believes about himself? That he is no longer the image and the likeness bearers of Elohim. They began to believe so many things. Praise Master Jesus. And the sacrifice of Jesus forever eradicates the sin consciousness. What is it? Believing a lie about ourselves. That's what the sacrifice of Jesus did. And from our mind, and radical change the way we think about God, one another, and about ourselves. In other words, God found us in Christ before he lost us in Adam. Then in his blameless innocence, he presented us back to himself again. In John 1 verse 12, Jesus coming has been a done deal for the foundation of the world. It's not 2,000 years ago that Jesus showed up on the face of earth. Jesus showed up on the face of earth as a human being. But at the issue, the first man had the image of God, which is Christ, shaped inside of them. When they messed up creation, man began to believe a lie about himself. What is the lie that man believes about himself? That man is no more the likeness and the image bearers of Elohim. Say after me, I am the likeness and image bearers of Elohim. Then after redemption, the consequence of our full redemption, Jesus said in John 1 verse 12, those who embrace him and took hold of his name, he gave authority to become children of God. In other words, God found us in Christ and lost us in Adam and refound us again in Christ. Jesus said, whoever that embraces me and take hold of my name, those have given authority to become children of God. Very important to me. That word name, what does it represent? Name means mark. Name means authority. Name means nature. Name means character. In other words, those that took hold of my name, what does it mean? Those that took hold of my character, my nature, authority, and mark. He has given the authority, he has been authorized to become children of God. That is to say, that after the fall of man, Jesus restored man through redemption. There's something else started happening. That's what I want to talk about, the Christ life. That as we embrace him and took hold of his name, he gave us authority to become the children of God. Christ began to dwell in us. In other words, the full, complete deity living in human form began to live in us bodily. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, the Bible said, those who embrace him were enfolded into Christ. That means those who embrace him and took hold of his name, that he gave authority to the children of God. What does it mean? Those who embrace him were folded into Christ. We become an entirely new creation or new creature. In Christ, we are brand new persons, old ways of seeing ourselves, and everyone is over. Now look at the cross of the matter, because we'll talk about the Christ life within. The Christ life, or Christ in us, is the authentic life of our design. If you go to John 5:25-27 or thereabout, John 5, Jesus says, as the Father exists in himself, the Father has life in himself. The Father does not live on blood. He has life in himself. So he has imparted the same power and authority for the Son to exist within himself, to have life in himself. In other words, the Christ in us is the authentic life of our design. The life we are living now in this physical form is not our original life. That's why this life is subject to destruction. Anything that happens to this life, I imagine it. Our real life is Christ in us. See after me. If you go to Galatians 20, you might be asking, this is our real life. How do I come in contact with it? Our real life is Christ. That is the authentic life of our design. The blueprint of our design, the way we were designed, there is a life that comes with our original design. That life that comes with the original design is Christ in us. Christ in us is our new life. That's why I laugh. Jesus is not a white man. Christ is life. Jesus is not a Caucasian, an Asian. Jesus is life. The original life, the life of our original design, is Christ in us. In other words, how do I bring down that life of Christ in me so that I will start living out from that life, not from this natural reality? If you go to Galatians 2:20, the Bible said the anointed one lives his life through us. The anointed one lives his life through us and in union as one, dispensing his life into mine. Hello. Dispensing. You know what? Say after me. The anointed one lives his life through me, dispensing his life into mine. The anointed one lives his life through me in union as one, dispensing his life into mine, into my blood, into my bone, into my arteries, every part of my being, into my soul. Praise Master Jesus. Christ in us, the authentic life of our design. That is one. Two, the Christ life within is the dominant authority in the universe. The Christ life within is the dominant authority in the universe. In other words, the very life the universe is crying that they want to come into the liberty of the sons of God is the very life inside of us. Christ's life. Praise Master Jesus. Christ's life is the dominant authority in the whole universe. If we go to Galatians 5, verse 25, in middle translation, the Bible says Christ's life within us is the dominant authority in the universe. In Revelation 5, verse 12, Revelation 5, verse 12, very important to me, the Bible says Jesus was crucified to receive some things. One, limitless great power, riches, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. These are the seven things that Jesus received. In other words, if Christ's life within us is the dominant authority in the universe, one of the days we are going to talk about what it means to be a dominant authority in the universe. It means that the laws of the universe, the laws of the universe is subservient to the law of the spirit of life, which is Christ. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, if the Christ in life is the dominant authority in the universe, that means that Christ's life within is the limitless great power. One, two. Christ's life within is might. Christ's life within is wealth and wisdom. Christ's life within is the honor, glory, and praise, which is what God blessing. These are the very substance of Christ's life. These are very constituents that made up the Christ life. In other words, when you say Christ, the anointed one, lives his life through me in the union as one, dispensing his life into mine, what it means is that he's dispensing the dominant authority in the universe into ours. What it means is that he's dispensing the limitless great power, might, wisdom, wealth, honor, glory, praise, or blessing into my life and into your life. That's what it means. In Daniel 7 verse 14, Bible says when the Son of Man, when Jesus came prophetically, he was showing us when Jesus came to the Ancient of Days, something happened. It says, he was conferred upon him dominion, glory, kingship. In other words, the Christ life within is the dominion, kingship, and glory. That is to say, if the anointed one is living his life through us in union as one, dispensing his life into us, what does it mean? He's dispensing his dominion into us. What does it mean? He's dispensing his kingship into us. Praise Master Jesus. In 1 Timothy 6 verse 16, 15 and 16, 1 Timothy 15 and 16, he was called a king over every king. 1, 2, he was called the Lord of power. 3, he was called an immortal God. That means immortality. 4, he was called the powerful one. 5, he was called the exalted God. In other words, Christ's life, and the Bible says he lives in an unapproachable light of light. He lives within the unapproachable light of divine glory. That means Christ's life within us is the unapproachable light of divine glory. 1, 2, the exalted God. 3, the only powerful one. 4, the king over every king. 5, the Lord of power. 6, immortality. That is to say, the anointed one lives his life through me in union as one, dispensing his life into mine. That means he's dispensing the unapproachable light of his divine glory. That is one. He's dispensing his full attribute as an exalted God. 2, he's dispensing the only powerful one. That powerful one means the pontifex, the one that has the absolute supreme authority. 3, what does it mean? He's dispensing his functionality as a king over every king, the Lord of power, immortality, into my life, into my soul, into your life and into your soul, into our body. Praise Master Jesus. These are the things that the Christ life is. Then that Christ life, yes, he's living his life through us, dispensing his, but that life needs to start coming out. How does that life comes out? So that everyone around us will feel that life. If you go to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45, in Middle Translation, Bible says that the last Adam, which is Christ, is a life radiating spirit. One said, in for us, in partaking of resurrection life now, We radiate the Christ life. We radiate the Christ life. Say after me. The anointed one lives his life through me in union as one, dispensing his life of the ages into mine. I radiate the fullness of Christ's life emanating from me without measure. I radiate the Christ life without measure. Pray the Holy Ghost for that 1 second. Kaburia la zenedi. Nganyakaba. This is how. The life is already inside of us. 1, 2. The life is living his life through us. What does it mean? That every part of my being is an expression of this system, of this life. 1, 3. He's dispensing that same life he's living through me inside of mine. In other words, double barrier. He's not just living his life through me, dropping the residue of who he is in my life. He is dispensing the fullness of one life into mine. It doesn't stop there. The Bible says, I radiate. We are radiating. We radiate the fullness of Christ's life emanating out of that. What does it mean? As I radiate the fullness of Christ's life, I'm radiating the authentic life of my design. That is one. I'm radiating the dominant authority in the universe. In other words, I'm radiating the limitless great power, might, wealth, wisdom, honor, glory, and praise, and blessing. I'm radiating dominion, kingship. I'm radiating the light of divine glory. I'm radiating the unapproachable light of divine glory. I'm radiating the exalted God, the only powerful one, the pontifex. I'm radiating the king over every king. What does it mean? The king over every king. That means he's being the person to rule over every king. Hey, both the kings on earth and the kings in the heavenly realm. The Lord of power, immortality, praise Pastor Jesus. Say after me. The anointed one lives his life through me in union as one, dispensing his life of the ages into mine. I radiate the fullness of Christ's life without measure. Physically, I radiate the fullness of Christ's life without measure. You start praying in the Holy Ghost and see everything I've just said now will never be an experience in your life. You are yet to say, Jesus, you are the authentic life of my design. Say after me. I want to pray with you. You are yet to say, Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. I want to pray with you right now. Because even angels go now, will never be an experience in your life until that life of our design is fully restored inside of you, fully shaped inside of you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess your Lordship over my life, that you are my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, from this day, I receive the authentic life of my design, that my heart is your throne forever and ever. Amen. The same prayer I but I'm going to change it. I'm going to need another mother. No one will hear him. He's not going to be him. That's the same. Need your mother, need your mother, need your mother, need your mother. A baby, in Jesus' name, amen.